Banzai by Chris Philibrown. The doctor of my neurologic sent me for a magnetoresonant image of my mind. On my back, with my head in a bucket, barely larger than my head, earplugs snugly twisted between the rolling index finger and thumb, stuffed in my ears to expand inside my ear canal, to block out sounds more like a waterfront than a place of healing. Honking horns call respond as the machine sorts out a picture of my mind for the scrutiny of Western reason. I closed my eyes in the dark, dull roar of big machine whirring. The doctor called me later to let me know that inside my brain, starting low in the base of my skull, up into my internal sky, blown by moist psychic breeze, grew a little bonsai tree. The tree was small, as bonsai means to be, but very old compared to me. 2,033 of dark wood, like the fingers of Ubi Blake, gnarled branches grasping the wind. I asked my doctor how this could be. He shrugged, Atlas at the edge of reason, dismissed what he had learned in school and slipped comfortably into the mystery of his ancient tribe, to a mystical and smoky place, not science. Apparently, my word, not his, I had, in some prior version of myself, inhaled a juniper seed that found a shallow puddle of moist dirt high up in my rocks of ages, sent down roots, settled there, fed by mud and quenched by misty mountains, crashed by waves, water's color painted a splinter of ancient wisdom.